dictation for Michael Kipp, K-I-P-P, July 6, 59, address as a letter, Dr. Shaming, S-H-A-M-I-N, 629-8145. Dear Dr. Shaming, follow-up for Mike, chronic kidney disease, cardiomyopathy, last visit in February, comes accompanied with wife, hernia repair, abdominal infection, completed antibiotics. Still he has discomfort, as well as some persistent bulging hernia. Stable edema, supposed to be doing salt restriction. He wears compressing stockings. Denies nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain, denies nausea, vomiting, reflux, diarrhea, bleeding, denies infection in the urine, cloudiness or blood. He's also doing fluid restriction to liters. No increase of dyspnea, denies the use of oxygen inhalers, denies orthopnea PND, denies syncope. Did have two-day episode of red dry blood per rectum about a month ago that has resolved. He did not look for medical attention at that time. Other review system is negative. Medication list review. I want to highlight the Coumadin aspirin remains on Entresto, Bisoprolol, Demadex only once a week, presently off the Farxiga. Next paragraph, weight 243, which is higher than back in February at 238. At the same time, he is not on any respiratory distress, alert oriented sign 3, lungs are clear, has a device defibrillator on the right, no pericardial wrap, no ascites tenderness, minimal edema. Prior left-sided brain surgery. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries. November creatinine 1.39, which is one of his best. Representing a GFR in the upper 50s. Normal sodium potassium acid base, normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus. Does have anemia. Normal white blood cell platelet, red blood cell is small, 76, RDW increase at 19. Prior BMP, pro-BMP, nicely controlled at 81. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 3, stable, no progression, no symptoms of uremia encephalopathy. Next number, cardiomyopathy, low ejection fraction, clinically stable. Continuous salt fluid restriction has required minimal dose of diuretic, no more than once a week. Tolerating Entresto, beta blockers, continued cholesterol management. Next number, iron deficiency, anemia, recent gastrointestinal bleeding, progressive anemia, hemoglobin to be updated, including iron studies, ferritin, and reticulocyte, might require further testing. Next number, recent abdominal hernia repair. Complications as indicated above. All issues discussed with the patient and family. End of dictation.